Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You know what happened that's good this week, Lee?
What would that be, Tara?
Trump's major flub on H-1B visas, and it was a gaffe.
Yeah.
It was bad. Actually brought this issue up, and there is hell to pay online. Several members of Congress who've rushed to file bills to end the program entirely. Some are saying send everybody home. Some are saying send half of them home. There's different bills out there now. But there is an absolute fire raging on our side online, and that's good. Because that's what it's going to take to keep this young generation voting for us at levels we haven't seen in over 100 years. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop now. This comes from America First Insights, part of America First Legal, which is Stephen Miller's operation. Very successful operation, actually. Got over 30,000 illegals off the voter rolls in Arizona. And it's part of legal work they're preparing on H-1Bs. Listen to this. This whole idea of, well, we just can't find an American to do it. What they mean is we just can't find an American to do it cheaply. This is H-1B pay versus median American pay. You can see, how evil this is. Software engineer in America. Software engineer in America. H-1Bs get paid an average of 20% less. Java developer. H-1Bs get paid an average of 42% less. Senior software developer, H-1Bs, an average of 17% less. That was senior software developer. Software developer, an average of 24% less. Now, that's weird, because if somebody's super-duper talented, wouldn't you have to pay more?
Well, you would think.
You would think.
If there was a free marketplace at work.
There's not. Systems engineer, survey says, 23% less. Net developer, 27% less. Data scientist, 11% less. Database administrator, 13% less. Programmer, 23% less. No wonder American kids are still unemployed a year after getting the STEM degrees we said we wanted them to have. Computer programmer, 18% less. Business analyst, 11% less. Architect, 12% less. Research associate, 27% less. Accountant, yeah, don't even bother to get a degree in that if you're an American, 20% less. That's how much less H-1B visa holders work for. And I really feel like we got to educate on our side like on this, because some of the Chamber of Commerce lying talking points have really seeped in. And they'll say, well, Americans can't do it. They got bad attitudes. They don't want to work. They do want to work. They do. Why will H-1B visa holders, Lee, work for less? Americans are bad. They're greedy. No. This is the crazy part, okay? Less in many cases than they'd make in India. 70% of them are Indian. That's why we keep mentioning India. A lot of the rest are Chinese. Why would they do that? Because they're not working for money. This is the evil part Americans need to understand. They're not working for money. We have a terrible, terrible system, literally modeled after the indentured servitude system that we used to have in this country. and they let the company hold the visa. Okay, so Vikram, the software engineer, can't go down the street. He's got to stay put for 7 years. Isn't it crazy that it's seven years?
Really?
That was literally the term they enslaved you for coming to America before we ended it, right?
Almost sounds biblical, you know, after 7 years.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Yeah. Now, they didn't promise Vikram Sarah if he worked seven more years, okay? Yes. You know what I mean? Like the sister or whatever. But yeah, no, he doesn't get it. But he does get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for himself and his entire family. On the day that he becomes a green card pathway to citizenship eligible, on that day, you also file the applications for your entire family. When they get it, guess what? The chain migration begins. And an average of three more for each of them comes in. That is why Vikram, who I'm sure is a very nice guy, we have a lot of Indian neighbors. They're wonderful people.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely
great neighbors, very peaceful, very helpful, very nice, very kind. But you're working a job that is mine. That is my family's. That is ours. You are not an American and you need to go home. It's not personal. But they're not, Lee. They're not here because they're better. They're not here because they're more talented. They're not here because they have skills that we do not in the vast majority of situations. They are here to get the green card guaranteed pathway to citizenship in year seven. And these employers know two things, Lee. They can work them for, I just read that to you, between 10 and 50% less than an American, depending on the, you know, the field. And here's the part that doesn't show in this particular chart. They can work them like dogs. Oh, you know what? We're going to need you to go ahead and do a job and a half this week. Yeah, sorry. We got rid of that American. You mind picking up half of what he was doing? Yeah, this other H-1B visa holder, he's going to pick up the other half of his job. You're probably going to be here in 100 hours this week, 95. You don't mind, do you? Because you know what? If they mind, guess what? They go home because the company holds the visa. You can't leave and go down the street and get another job unless you want to work as an illegal immigrant. See how evil this is? Yep. This is not capitalism. This is crony capitalism. And, you know, I got so many texts on this yesterday. One of them sticks out in my mind, a guy who said, I've been working, with computer programmers my whole life, software developers, computer programmers. He said, Americans are the best, bar none. They're the best. They're the best trained. They're the best educated. And he said, but we can't hire them because they won't work for less. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you something. Neither will the H-1B visa holders the second they get the immigration benefits. So what is happening here is not capitalism. It is these companies using the immigration benefit to artificially lower wages in the marketplace.
And it's government intervention into that marketplace.
Yes.
So you're right. It is absolutely not free market capitalism.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And it's incredibly frustrating. And Americans still are repeating again. I see it on the text line. Americans aren't as good. We're just spoiled. We don't have yes, we do. We have some damn smart people in this country, mathematically gifted.
You know, I saw an example of that yesterday. Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin, they launched a satellite for NASA, actually two that are headed to Mars. And they were able to land their booster on a ship in the, off the coast of Florida there. I think that's where it was. But anyway, the point is they've landed the booster. No other country in the world does that. SpaceX here in the U.S. does it. Blue Origin has been able to do it. Now, Honda, actually, I saw the other day where Honda has launched a rocket, a small booster, went several hundred feet up in the air and came back down. It's a very small one. Is not capable of launching satellites and everything, but they're making progress. But there is no other nation on Earth that does what this country does, and it's through private businesses too, SpaceX and Blue Origin. Both of those have been able to launch booster rockets and land the booster back on a landing pad or on a ship. No other country does that.
No.
Not China, not Russia, not Iran, not Israel, not Britain, not France or Germany or Italy or Indonesia. Nobody. Nobody else does that. Nobody. Not even close. It's just like the space shuttle. The space shuttle is the most technologically advanced vehicle ever developed. No other nation has done that since then. No other nation has put men on the moon, which hopefully we're going to be back pretty soon and also get to Mars as soon as possible before the Chinese get there. But no other nation has done that. None.
It's an incredibly sad and abusive relationship we have with our government. Most of this started under George W. Bush, who had the firm belief, and Paul Ryan would echo it. Paul Ryan is a Bush acolyte, that anyone anywhere in the world should be able to come here and compete for a job. But this is, and I disagree with that, okay?
It's not competing.
It's not competing. This is not a fair competition.
Exactly. If it were competing, then we would have people who would be coming here trying to apply for these positions and not on the basis of whether or not they get an H-1B visa.
Right. Right. Because they wouldn't even be bothering to do any of it. They wouldn't apply. They wouldn't apply. But you want to see the saddest thing ever? I saw this on Fox News yesterday when I was doing my podcast, and I stopped everything. I started recording. I went, oh my gosh. This is horrible. You know how young people are trying to tell us they want to burn it all down? They voted for Trump out of desperation. Do you know what the unemployment rate is right now for 20 to 24-year-olds? It's 9.2%.
Okay, I was going to say it's probably double digits, but yeah.
9.2%. They're still living the COVID nightmare. They're living the Great Recession. Still, these are our kids. And those positions that I just read to you, how the H-1B visa workers, they're taking a lot of entry-level white-collar positions. That is what they're taking. They're working for somewhere between 11 to 50% less, only to get the immigration benefits, not for any other reason. So it's a scam, 9.2% unemployment. Nikki Haley's son was on Fox News yesterday. I'm going to play because it's profound. And he's saying, look, me, my friends, we all graduated from very prestigious schools. We're all unemployed. That's got to change. We have this generation in our hands right now. We do. They voted for Trump, but they are slipping away. And that's why what Trump did the other day was such a big gaffe. It was a massive gaffe. To slam them as they struggle against this. I mean, you know how good you have to be to beat a guy who's here for immigration benefits and will work for 10 to 50% less? You know how good you have to be? And to tell them you're not talented? Ooh, getting my ire up. And here's the thing, Lee, I'm just going to say this one more time. This is what was so bizarre about that Trump interview. He doesn't even believe that. The guy just put a $100,000 fee on each H-1B visa application. People don't even know that. Right now, the fee before that was $2,500. Now it's $100,000 ahead. So now it's more expensive to hire them. Good. Why didn't he just say that, Lee? Yeah. Just say that. When Lori Ingram challenged you, she's huge on H-1B visas. You should have known that going in. She talks about it every day. Because why? She's got kids she loves very much, just like me, going now into college in the workforce. She's very upset about it. All he had to say was, look, I put a $100,000 head fee. It's going to stop. Now, what Trump really needs to do if he wants us, this generation, to vote for us instead of socialism, because they will pivot to that.
Oh, yeah.
They will. We've seen the polls with them. They're fine with socialism, okay? They only went with Trump because he seemed passionate about fixing it. Democrats didn't give a damn, right? We will lose them to the Mamdanis like that, to the AOCs like that. Trust me on this. You got to take these H-1Bs, at least cut the existing population in half. There's 1.3 million. Cut it in half. No more 85,000 more a year. Stop it. Trump's already fixed that. We need to send at least half of them home. We don't have the jobs. We got to fix this now. It's our last chance to fix this. That needs to be the message today on talk radio, not apologizing for Trump and trying to talk your way around it. And he meant to say, and he tried to say, no, he said exactly what he said. And this is not going
to
work.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented people
no, you
here.
Don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.